Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode. I am Michael Petro, and on the show this week, you've got Jimmy Skinner, Martin Navarro, and myself, masturbating cryptocurrency and NFTs. From the brain of Martin Navarro, he decided, let's combine our favorite horror characters with this new currency and this new system. I should preface this episode by saying we took one page from the internet to help us research what both cryptocurrency and NFTs are. I think we got the majority of it right, so if you think that we fucked up in the background, feel free to send us a voicemail and let us know where we got it right, where we got it wrong, what you thought was funny, all that stuff. We'd love to hear from you. Head to the link in the bio in our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter page. Click that leave a voicemail button. Up to 5 minutes of your time can be recorded, and we'll play it on the show even. We will let you embarrass us. That's how much we want to hear from you. So we're arguing what kind of NFT are you making? And how does your cryptocurrency work? Is it limited? Is it global? Where is it being released? How much is it worth? All of those questions will hopefully, quote unquote, be answered on this week's episode. So that's what you're listening to. That's who you're listening to. On to the housekeeping. If you haven't been following us online, which you should do right now, Real Debaters Pod, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are going to be back at Comic-Con this year, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing a second year. It's our return year back to back to the show, back to the dance, as they say in sports. We are going to be doing a panel of what legacy horror character should be a wrestler, as one does. Awesome. I know, right? So we're going to argue, should Ash be a horror character? Should Chucky be a wrestler? What kind of wrestler would they be? What kind of music do they come out to the ring to? What's their in-ring style, their out-of-ring style, their promos, their catchphrases? Everything that goes on in the world of WWE, AEW, even the Winnipeg wrestling scene, we're going to try to pull from and create for you one of our most daring debates we've done to date so far. That will be taking place at our panel at Winnipeg Comic Con, October 28th through 30th at the Winnipeg Convention Center. Go to the Winnipeg Comic Con website, buy your ticket. We'll be in the hall we were in last year. If you saw us last year, thanks for coming, by the way. Come out again this year. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to do the debate. We're drawing for prizes. We're giving away comic books this year. And we're going to try to do a Q&A again to get you guys involved, see what your thoughts are on the matter, so on and so forth. So Winnipeg Comic Con, October 28th through the 30th. Head to winnipegcomiccon.com to buy your tickets. Don't miss out. You're going to need a break. You're going to need to leave the floor. You're not going to have anything to do in between the big panels with like Bruce Campbell and Kevin McDonald from Kids in the Hall, local Winnipegger, by the way. So in between those breaks, come and see us. We will entertain you for the hour and make sure it's worth it. So that is all I have for you, ladies and gentlemen. On to the show. I'll do what I do. I'll cue that reel, and you enjoy the show.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to The Real Debaters. Welcome to the place that asks that question. What happens when real life, R-E-E-L, meets real life, R-E-A-L? I'm one of your hosts, Michael Petro.
And oh no, it's Bette Midler.
And out in Vancouver, who's the wind beneath your wings?
I can't remember what her character name is, but Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The trailer came out for that recently.
That's what I watched last
night. It's out today.
It's out today?
I watched it last night, fam.
Oh, I'm late to the party.
That's what I'm going to be talking about today.
Okay.
I'll wait.
That's. Did you watch it too?
Can I just say one thing? Yeah. Bette Midler, two-time nominated Academy Award, and won many Grammys, Golden Globes. And the movie she does in return is Hocus Pocus 2.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna give this script a shot. Let's do this one.
We love you, Bette.
All right, well, let's get into it so we can talk about Miss Midler for a good goddamn long time. This week on the show, ladies and gentlemen, we have a debate for you. Courtesy of Martin Navarro's brain. This is his brain child. What made you think of... We're doing crypto and NFTs for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming up. It's horror month. It's Halloween. It's October 1st, record day. So all things point to monsters and ghouls and ghastlies and whatnot. So Martin said, yeah, I want to do horror crypto. What made you think of that?
Because I just watched Clerks 3.
Okay. Oh, fuck yes.
It has a part in it. So I was like, oh, let's just do this. We haven't talked about that. And everyone, you know, we all saw the news and everyone's Instagram and social media was all crypto and NFT this, NFT that. And
Yeah.
Now they're silent. So I mean, something. I just wanted to talk about it and make fun of it. So
No, and I'm totally with it too. Like I think this is a perfect thing to poke fun at because it's such an like I think
more to my I've got a selling point later that I'm going to sell you on about crypto NFT. So I'm going to save that part for my debate.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But yeah,
I just found in the research of this, like, I think we can all admit we know jack fuck all about.
I know nothing.
Yeah, like it's kind of it's one of those things where you're like, okay, I know it exists. And Dave, Rachel's boyfriend, Dave, he mines for it. His garage has got like 10 of these comps in it. He was like, "What? Do you need heat? Can I use your garage?" He tried to pitch me on using our garage to mine for crypto, and I was like, "Well, what's my end? Like, what's the cut, right?"
Yeah.
And so I know very little about it. I put enough in the research notes for us to be like, okay, this is what it is. This is like the layman's version.
It all
version.
Just feels like an episode of Whose Line. Like the points don't matter.
Totally. Yeah. Right? It's some guy named Shitoshi.
You know what I learned? Art is only worth as much as someone is willing to pay for it.
100%.
And that's what it feels like this is.
Yeah, I feel an NFT is, it's like trying to give value to a thing in a world where everything is
valueless
and exists online, exists in a place that is nothing. So how can something be worth something if it exists in a place of nothing?
Right.
That's where I get lost on it.
I learned if you just say one thing backwards, you'll sound really smart.
You know what it is? It's just a big Seinfeld episode.
It is.
It's about nothing.
Oh, they would have crushed Bitcoin.
Well, like
if they were around for a Seinfeld episode. That's something that Kramer sounds like he would get into pretty fast.
Oh, he would be the crypto king of New York. For
that would
sure.
be a modern day. That'd be a modern day Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, it would.
With Kramer. That would be like his. What do you call it? Ketchup and mustard in the same bottle.
Oh my God! Because that's
or the bladder, the oil bladder,
or the recycling bottle,
or the man's ear. Yeah. I mean
the bro.
Sorry, yes,
the bro.
I like the man's ear. I don't know why. So we know sweet fuck all combined as a unit of what it is. So that's why this one's going to be a lot more fun than where we take it
it's
seriously.
It's easier to make fun of it when you know nothing about it.
It totally is. I think that's why you love being a comedian, because everybody in the crowd you don't know, and you can make fun of them all. Like, that's got to be. I've been watching crowd work clips all day long before you guys
You've just
got
been
here.
Watching Steve Hofstetter videos.
Yeah,
you?
No, he's, like, honestly, I'm so, like, I think of you guys when
Heckler
I see those.
Destroyed with laser vision.
Oh, Heckler Destroyed videos are amazing. I just love watching people get shut
they
the
They never
fuck
get
down.
Destroyed, though. It's always well, just like, yeah, shut up, and then the crowd cheers, and then it's over.
It is a really, yeah, it is a really
There's,
easy
like,
way
15
to...
minutes of, like, build up to nothing. That's every video, and I fall for it every single fucking time.
Yeah, I'll give you 30
just
seconds.
Like NFTs. Just like NFTs. Just like NFTs.
All right,
guess
so.
Guess what, Jimmy? Guess what we just did there?
Full circle.
You segued.
Tenet.
Like, you fucking Tenet segue champions, you. All right, so let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to step off this cryptocurrency real world page and go right into the nuts and bolts of fake world. So, Jimmy.
I'll go first.
What'd you watch?
Okay, well, I obviously watched Hocus Pocus 2, if you
yes.
pay attention to the first few minutes of the episode.
If you didn't skip.
Electric Boogaloo?
I won't do a spoiler because it just came out, but I'll say I was pretty high and I laughed multiple times. Like, it's still pretty funny. I think Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker and everybody fully commits to it. Sam Richardson's in it from I Think You Should
Ooh.
Leave and Detroiters and multiple other things that I love. And he's fantastic in anything. I could watch him do anything and all that.
What's the basic premise? Like, how are we getting
Three
to-
girls bring back the Sanderson sisters.
Again.
In hopes that they will, what does it say? I don't know. They just do it by accident because they're, like, doing a ritual. They're I don't know. They're teen kids. Teen kids summon Satan.
Is it funny in regards to, is it now 2022 in the film or somewhere?
Yeah, it's present day. I think the jokes just land. Sam Richardson definitely helps, and everybody's full commitment to it makes it work.
Jimmy, do you want to hear a fun fact about the show?
Yeah.
The original one? The original movie?
Yeah, of course.
The lead male was supposed to be played by Leonardo DiCaprio, but he passed on it because he did What's Eating Gilbert Grape instead.
Probably for the best. Probably a good choice there.
Yeah, I would say that definitely helped his career in retrospect.
Do you think he would have had a different path if he picked Hocus Pocus?
I 100% think so.
How different, though?
Not Oscar worthy.
Wow. Bette Midler.
I think he would have done Pirates of the Caribbean. That's who would have done the Pirates of the Caribbean.
And he would have been Cyclops.
Yep.
Right? That's the road he would have. Because didn't he gave Timothy Chalamet advice recently? He's like, no hard drugs.
No superhero movies.
And no superhero movies. So had he done Hocus Pocus, I think we would have had Leonardo.
He would have said, Timothy Chalamet, do every superhero movie you can.
It's an alternate universe.
And all the hard drugs.
And all the hard, do all the heroin.
That's the important part.
End up with another River Phoenix.
Any highlights for you? Like, what really spoke to you?
I don't want
to
spoil anything. Like,
spoiler alert, everybody.
No, don't spoil it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you
watch
guys.
Watch it. It's worth a watch.
The magic of podcasting is this will come out like 2 weeks from now.
I know.
So you can talk about it and it won't have been spoiled so much.
I would just say this, Jimmy. Just say, what did you like? Like, the acting? Was it good? Was the story good? Well, what
give
did
us
you
something.
Like? Just be big.
I don't care. Like, for me, it's a kid's movie, so I could not care what the plot is.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. They've brought the Sanderson sister back for fun. I haven't seen the first one in a very long time.
I was one and done with it myself.
The first one.
But Zoe's like, it still holds up. I think the three of them look fantastic. Like, they've
pictures
barely
nice.
Aged. They've barely yeah, aged. Nice. It just looks amazing.
Do they have the same je ne sais quoi, the same charisma? Like, is it back to basics, or do they?
Oh, absolutely. But again, it's their committal to the bit. Their commitment to
I
the bit.
I love the word.
Their committal.
You are committal, Jimmy.
Committal me.
The act of committalment.
It's them committing to it. Just like it wouldn't work with otherwise. Like if they didn't try so hard to make it work.
Well, and I think one of those things too. And I think we can all agree on it, is like when you see someone revisit a character 20 years later, that's 20 years into their career.
And again,
it's behind them.
I'll say I'm totally fine with this. I'm fine with studios going back and making things again, as long as it's a sequel and not a remake.
Sure, mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, respect us for the original.
I think at this point I would rather a sequel. And they've been doing a fine job. The Halloween movies are great.
Out of the reboot, requel, sequel, that you like the sequel the most?
I just don't know why they can't do it. Requels are also fine, but just don't do the same thing again. Nobody needs that.
Yeah.
Nobody's asking for that. And this,
seen it.
They took it their own way. And 61% on Rotten Tomatoes so far, pretty good.
That's critic or that's...
I think that's critic,
that's
critic score. 6.5 on IMDb.
Sure. I mean, is it... Martin, you watched it?
No, I'm watching it today.
You're watching it today.
Get really high. Like, I'll say the effects aren't great, but it's if you ignore it, it's fine.
Halfway there, Jimmy. Halfway
well,
there.
And it's straight to streaming too, right?
Yeah.
Like, it didn't
came
get
out yesterday.
Theatrical.
Yeah,
so they're gonna chop the budget in half for it.
It's got Disney movie kind of feel to it.
Good.
There was something I watched recently that was a remake, and I was like, I can't watch this. I already know the fucking story. Like, you know, I couldn't finish the remake of it. Because I already knew the story. I can't remember what movie it was though recently.
Because what's the point, but, right? Jimmy, you know what's gonna happen.
Exactly.
That's the thing, is that you want me to give you another shot? Okay, give me another ending. Don't give me the same ending, because I'm like, okay, you did this shot instead of that shot?
Something different. That's all I ask. I think this is worth a watch, though, especially since it's spooky season.
How many Bette Midler musical performances? Ooh. Broomsticks is better. How many Bette Midlers and Broomsticks do you give it?
How many Rochelle would you give it? I think six is about right.
Yeah.
I think that's about
six,
where it is.
Six
I think
Rochelle
kids,
Rochelle's.
I think if you got kids and you're looking for something to watch this Halloween, this is great.
I think it's
something for the parents and something for the kids too.
Everything defaults to the adult Halloween.
Because
you'll be always for
nostalgia,
the kids.
Nostalgia. Member berries, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just
member
just
berries.
Enjoy it. Just take it. Enjoy it.
Take it and go.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Enjoy it.
Anything else, or is that that's perfect. Awesome.
That's it.
I stepped off the big screen. I've been doing a lot of little screen this week. Survivor premiered.
Oh.
And we have three new tribes. Nothing to report yet. It's just nice to see. It's nice to see things that you watched year after year after year now get back on track.
How's Jeff looking?
Jeff's looking like he saw a clinic off island to get some Botox. I mean, like, the guy looks great, but he's also paying to look great. Yep. So.
Did anyone bang at night one?
No. Well, no, I don't see.
You don't know.
We don't know.
They don't have Survivor After Dark, do they?
Well, they had what was called.
Because they have that on Big Brother where you can, like, watch them all the time.
It's
really
so
creepy.
Weird.
Yeah.
There's a word they use it, and it's the same thing as what you're talking about. I don't know, something that happens.
Polaris.
I'd be making up a word if I said
Polaris snowmobiles.
But it was a big week in reality television for us. New Top Chef Canada, new Survivor. As soon as Amazing Race Canada was done, shout out to Catherine and Craig. Catherine from Winnipeg, right?
Yep.
Can't be saying that enough. Still trying to get her on the show. But the same week, Survivor or Amazing Race America premiered. So it's like, all of our favorite fall time things are happening all at the same time.
That's
right now. Top
is
Chef.
Amazing Race America like 20% slower than Canadian Amazing Race?
Is it
because of all the high fructose syrups?
Yep.
They do race out of the country. Like, you just, I hate saying amazing.
So Canada's just Canada.
Canada's just Canada. Like, they go back and forth across the country.
But that's nice. I mean, it's a giant fucking landmass.
We are...
Number two, I think?
Yeah, right? So to... And I'm always like I say to Shauna, I'm like, they should stop. They never stop in Manitoba.
Weird.
And I'm like, the experience in Manitoba...
Take them to Thompson. Take them to the Paw.
Take them to Norway House. Yeah. Take them to fucking Churchill. Like
Winkler.
You're like, take them on a dog. But, well, you make a great point. Everything north of Winnipeg, super expensive to get to, right? Yeah. Production logistics are
That's
a nightmare.
Fair.
Take them to Winnipeg. Go to Arbor. Go 1 hour north. I'll pitch Al, my father-in-law.
They got to work on the farm.
They got to plow a patch of field. They've got to stay within the margins, right? They've got to listen to an old farmer bitch at them for a day. Like, that's a challenge,
that's
right?
That's TV.
That's
good content.
And Al can just stand there and be like, here's your next clue.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know. That's just me, though. But they're all back, and all of them are great. Top Chef Canada is doing X. It's their 10th season.
Oh, so they're in space now.
They're
chefs in space. Yeah. Zero gravity cooking?
Your next challenge.
The grease is coming towards me.
Make a sundae in zero gravity. But no, they've all come up with these new fun things. Like Survivor got rid of, like for Survivor fans, they got rid of the time machine.
They got rid of food.
No, they still have food. There's still 29 days too, so yep. Like 10 days less. So
what do you mean the time machine?
The time machine was someone who won an advantage, and we never used it in our episode, but it's where you hit an hourglass. And it flashes back the game pre-last challenge. So if you lost the last challenge...
You could go back and do it again.
No, you just win.
Oh, that's stupid.
It is.
That's
it really,
just dumb.
I can see why they got rid of that.
It pissed off everybody who just worked their tail off to win a meal and a reward and
because you don't know they have it unless they tell you.
Exactly.
That's why our episode was so good. Go
and
back
it happens
and to that.
After the... Yes, we didn't use bullshit cheat mechanisms. So that's great that they removed that. Top Chef Canada is doing, you're out. There is no, that's Amazing Race. Sorry. There is no non-elimination round.
Well,
you're out as soon as you lose.
My least favorite part of reality TV is when they do the episode of who's going to get to come back. And it's like they just shouldn't come back. Nobody.
I would watch more reality if they said who's going to get to come.
There is a channel for that.
I think porn is reality TV.
It really is.
There is a section on Pornhub called reality porn.
It is.
What does that
category
mean?
It means they interview you before they fuck you.
Oh,
it's like a reality show.
Yeah, and it totally is. It's like, this is my life on set in the valley, and then, well, I'll just show you my life on set in the valley.
It's always the valley.
And then semen.
Lots of semen. Semen for days. And there's no ships in sight.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't remember what the thing on Top Chef Canada was, but Top Chef Canada is fun because
what's their gimmick?
Their gimmick is they're actually expanding into different food cultures now. So you're getting indigenous chefs, you're getting Chinese chefs. You're not just getting like professionally trained chefs who aren't playing. Like they're looking for people who play in their culture.
Yeah.
To expand the food culture on the show, which is really cool. So because up until like recently, it's been like
roasted chicken.
Well, yeah, but like one
beef and potatoes.
One culture
with a little bit of salt. Oh,
butter.
That's too much salt.
One other than white person, right? Like whoever the race is, they would just be like, just to check the box. But now they're actually like, no, this is, you know, you're
an expanse.
Yeah, definitely. So those three shows are great. I did watch one movie. I got depressed. I turned it off. I started watching Margin Call again.
Oh my god, I watched fucking Morbius. It's on Prime.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I gotta watch it.
Oh, I'm watching it tonight.
It's so bad. It's so fucking awful. It's truly terrible.
Was it right that we missed it?
Yeah, we made the right choice not going to see that fucking movie.
We tried three times.
Truly awful.
See, we should do like a what do you call that thing? A director's commentary while watching Morbius.
That'd be really fun. You guys don't watch it.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
We won't watch it. We'll watch it again with you.
Yeah,
it'll be a two unwatch, one watch.
I didn't get to the ending. I fell asleep.
We'll set up a watch party because you can do that on Prime.
Yep.
And we'll all go from our homes and we'll record in or come over and we'll watch on the screen down here.
Yeah.
Either way,
good
we can
watch
in.
Party.
Yeah, we'll have a watch party. That'll be fun. There you go, listeners. Something to look forward to. Bonus content, special features. That's why you should subscribe. Margin Call. Did you guys ever see it?
No.
Yeah, I didn't. It's the story.
Is that about editing?
No. Within the margins. No, it's about the 2008 financial crash. And how, like, one major firm they think was the root cause of everybody doing the same thing. Jeremy Irons, Demi Moore, Zachary Quinto, Kevin Spacey. It's a really depressing film about the 2008 financial crash and how these sociopathic people who are like, we know if we do this, it will suck for the poor people.
Just gonna say, all the characters you named, same sort of race.
Oh yeah, it's a white owned firm. It's a very white fucking movie. It's all about how white rich people love to screw everybody over. Like it's just like Ben Kingsley's also not Ben Kingsley,
sir,
not sir, sir. Sorry, no. What the hell's his name?
Gandhi.
No.
Who is he played?
We'll come back to me. I can't.
Who has he played before?
That's, he can't come back to you. You're on
if
the
you can't
scene.
Remember the name, what else has he been in?
He was the evil. He was one of the evil geniuses in the Transformer movies. He was the one who wanted to. He sold his soul to the devil. He sold his soul to.
What are you
the Decepticons.
Talking about?
Yeah, what the?
He
fuck?
Made a deal with the. I think it's
what Transformer movie was that?
It's not John Turturro.
No, it's not Turturro, but he's short and bald and Italian. And oh, this is
Joe Pesci.
Oh, Stanley Tucci.
Thank you, Stanley Tucci.
Martin gets a point.
I'm like,
today.
Why is it? Why is the devil involved in a Transformers movie?
No, but he's like one of the evildoers.
Stanley Tucci,
who makes a deal with the Decepticons to help produce more Decepticons, and then everyone finds out that he's anyway. Whatever.
He's deceptful.
Point is, it's on Netflix. I give it like a 5 out of 10. It's not a good movie. It's just, it's like a background movie. It's like a commentary on a thing that happened. And you're like, oh, this kind of like how Blonde is getting all the, like, none of these things
exist.
Is that
the Dolly Parton?
That's the Marilyn Monroe film.
Oh, right.
With Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas. Which, and like, they made a bunch of shit up. Stuff didn't even happen. Like,
I heard Marilyn Monroe used to just stink.
Really?
Yeah.
Norma Jean?
Like, smell bad?
Yeah.
Well, she used to be poor.
Yeah, she like, came she from just a very poor background.
Like, she just apparently wouldn't bathe.
I think she did that because she was so upset.
I think
with
I might be into that.
Yeah.
If it's Marilyn Monroe, I think I might be into that. I'm like, I like
anyways,
it. JFK's got some good taste.
At the end of it all, I'm here to report that Survivor and Top Chef Canada X and Amazing Race are all great. They all premiered in the last week. So if you didn't know that, go watch them, everybody. I give them all an 8 out of 10 for trying to change
watch
their seasons.
Stack.
And watch them on Stack, watch them on Global, watch them on CTV. You can watch them on a ton of different streaming
sites. The CTV
sites.
Streaming service is mostly free.
Yeah, as long as you watch it within the first week.
Yeah, you're
if you didn't
good.
Know that, you're good. And Tubi is where all the great documentaries that no one would ever send to a theater go.
There's a good Dahmer one on there, too, if you've been watching the show and want to dive a little deeper.
Martin, what
they
are you?
They also have old cartoons on Tubi, too.
Yeah, they do.
And Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World.
Isn't it Boy Meets World on Tubi?
It's also on Disney Plus, but... When the Boy Meets World.
Martin, what'd you watch?
I watched Clerks 3.
Wow.
I don't care if you spoil it for me because I will go see it 1,000 times. We all know this.
I don't want to spoil it. Should I? I don't know. Is it out already?
It's coming soon. I think in the next
I saw it. Kevin Smith came to Vancouver, did the premiere.
Okay, yeah, let's just talk about that whole thing. How
you.
Was I can't let you gloss over that as a self-proclaimed fan. So how was the whole experience?
Movie was good. Kevin Smith was great. But the people asking the questions were the worst people in the world, except for maybe one or two people.
Okay.
Every other person was terrible.
Give me an example of a question.
One guy. Okay, so here's what happened. There was a bunch of people online waiting to ask their questions. Obviously, limited amount of time. First guy goes up, goes, so, I have like a two-part question or whatever.
Oh, no.
And
that's
people
how you
were
know
like, oh, God,
bad.
No. And it was, I don't even remember his question. It was terrible. And everyone booed. And then every other person after him had between 2 and 3 questions for Kevin Smith.
Oh.
And I don't know if you know Kevin Smith, but when he asks a question, he tends to ramble, and it's fun when he does that. Like, he rambles and says a bunch of stuff and gives
He'll
a bunch
take
of stories.
Up the time,
can
yeah.
I just say that there's a video on our YouTube page of me talking to him?
Oh,
and
there
you
is?
Can, yeah, the video, the thing we did.
Oh, wow.
We put it on our YouTube page.
Wow, everyone should go check that out.
You should go
what
check
a
it
huge
out.
Get for our show.
Yeah, massive get. We've talked to Kevin Smith, if you didn't know that, ladies and gentlemen. But I just want to say to Martin's point, if you go watch that, you will see I ask a question, and 20 minutes later, I ask another question.
Exactly.
Go on,
goes
Martin.
Off. But, okay, so the first question, some guy basically said, I'm an actor. How do I get into your movies was
fuck
the second
you!
Question.
God.
And I'm like, get the fuck off the stage, you motherfucking idiot. And there was just so many other people who just, like, one guy
that breaks my
asked
heart.
Him about Bruce Willis, and that Bruce Willis just got diagnosed with like, cancer. Just aphasia, like some sort of disease. And he wanted to tell him like a bad Bruce Willis story. And I was like, oh God. And I don't know if you know, but Kevin Smith and Bruce Willis had some history on like a good cop, bad cop, whatever that was, that cop movie.
Cop Out.
And then Kevin was like, I don't know if I can do that because it's a bit hard. And the guy's like, I don't know, but it did tell us one. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, what is wrong with you? Are you a fucking, I'm so mad. I'm so mad. When thinking about it, it makes me mad.
People are animals.
Oh, they're so stupid. The one guy who was good. All he did was like, I don't have a question. All I wanted to say, Kevin, was I enjoy your movies and thank you for entertaining me.
There
and Kevin was like, you know what? Come on stage and hugs him.
Wow.
And I was like, that's what you do. Not like these fucking idiots who are just like,
that's what every celebrity reaction or like interaction should be, right? If I saw like Bruce Campbell, if I saw him, I would say, hey, love your work. Thank you. And then that's all it has to be. I don't even need him to say anything back. That's just all I need. I'm good.
Nothing.
All know.
He doesn't owe me shit.
He's a person. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you people?
If you really think about it, he's given you everything you've already wanted. He doesn't owe
you
anything.
He's already done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to Ben Stiller on Dax Shepard's podcast, and both of them humbly and genuinely said, like, I think what happens when we meet people is that they have this assumed version of us.
Right.
And if we don't pay up to that level, because
it's disappointment.
It's disappointment. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you have to understand that that person's work is what makes you happy. It's actually not the person themselves. Right. Ben Stiller is the complete opposite of Zoolander.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
You can't expect Zoolander out of Ben Stiller. You can't be like comedians. You guys get set, say something funny. Fuck, it's not. It is a staged performance using my talents to create an environment and a moment.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see that shit go down, it's just so annoying of how do I become an actor or tell me about Bruce Willis. It's like, hey, Kevin, so when you were making blank, Clerks 3, for example, this scene, what were you thinking? Ask the guy who made the thing for you what he was thinking and how he created it. Not, can you tell me about Bruce Willis? That's the assumed version that you have of Kevin Smith. Sorry, Martin.
All the questions were terrible.
And like,
except for one.
That's, and it wasn't even a question. It was a statement.
Yeah.
And you know what? He did like 2 hours of Q&A.
Wow.
Well, that's because Vancouver Film School is his alma mater.
Yeah,
Vancouver is, like, we walked by Vancouver Film School like 5 times. While we
he
were
didn't
there.
Finish Vancouver Film School. He enrolled, went, didn't finish, came back instead, pocketed the money, and then made Clerk.
Booyah. Out of credit card debt. Like 5 credit cards paid for Clerks.
Yeah.
Back to the movie.
Movie was good, though. Movie was great. It like ties in the whole trilogy together, like all 3 movies. You see some familiar faces from both movies, which is nice. Lots of the cameos are amazing.
Yeah,
that you get to see. Bring your tissues. It almost got to me a little bit.
Really? Was it the weed or was that you?
I was sober.
Okay, all right. So
I ate an extra large popcorn, which I should have just got a large because my stomach was hurting afterwards.
How many? Now, this is a throwback to the original Clerks, but how many perfect eggs out of 10 do you give it?
Right.
I would give it like an 8.46 perfect eggs.
Wow. That's me and Charles are looking very for. Do you want to come see it with us, Jimmy?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, yeah. Like I've heard nothing but good things. All the critics love it. Like it's this like nice little bow on the end of a.
Oh, and just for you, Michael.
Yeah.
The open. It doesn't spoil anything, but the opening song.
Yeah.
My Chemical Romance.
I know. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh yeah. I know. I can't wait for that piano to kick in.
I've seen that picture of you.
You know what I mean? Oh, I get what you were saying. You were referring to my eyeliner and nail polish days.
I was indeed, yeah.
This would be the point of the show where I put a picture in and show everybody. So let's go. Ding, right there.
Haven't you people ever heard of?
Eye polish.
So, all right. We got Clerks. We got Hocus Pocus. We've got 3 reality TV shows and a shitty movie.
Yeah.
I feel
ooh, can I quickly one thing?
Yeah.
Can we just mention how awesome Andor is?
Oh, like, for sure. Jimmy, are you going to?
I'm not.
Sell them on it, Martin. I'll sit back for a minute.
It's really good. It's like it's not your typical Star Wars. Did you like Rogue One? Did you watch Rogue One?
Yeah, of course.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I loved it.
5 years
then you're
going to
love
Rogue
Andor.
One.
You're going to love Andor.
So, Stellan Skarsgård's in it too? That I liked.
Did you like Diego Luna's character?
Yeah.
His origin story?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
This is not
sitting It's back. Like not really a star. It doesn't feel like a Star Wars. It feels like, it doesn't feel like a Star Wars movie. It feels like more like a movie set in the Star Wars universe. It's just normal people going through normal shit. but in the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
Not like crazy Jedis or fucking
Chef's
light
kiss.
Sabers.
That's perfect. That is absolutely the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
It's a story you don't know in a world you do.
I just, yeah. I'm scared to watch because there's just so much Star Wars content right now.
What are you talking about? There's not enough.
I need more.
You guys are getting everything you've ever asked for and more.
I didn't even ask for some of this stuff. They're just like, take it and go. And
they're
like,
doing a lot. They're really doing quite a bit.
They've
realized money is infinite.
When you own Star Wars, yeah, you own money.
They've got it.
Print that shit, man. Print that shit.
That's
I
what
want
kills
it.
Me when I see like a bag of Mandarin Oranges with R2-D2 on it. I'm like, come the fuck on. Like, these are not Star Wars oranges.
Yes, they are.
No, they're
yes,
not.
Yes, they are. R2-D2 approved of oranges. I would buy them.
Is that your fire truck or my fire truck?
That's mine.
Sweet.
Martin's can you hear it?
No, I there are bits and moments like the last episode that we dropped has the airplane in the background because we opened the window because it was so hot
right.
in here. But it was just this nice little like it felt like we were outside for a moment.
We record everything outside.
We
gotta get some ventilation in that basement.
I do need to cut another wall in here for what would some would say a window, but I'm very limited on space.
It was rather stinky in here last
night. Did you notice that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to put on deodorant, so I can claim one quarter of that episode's stench.
Gross.
For sure. Because I got out of here and I was like, what the why is this following
there was a
me?
Musk.
Yeah. Oh, it was very dude in here.
One more thing, though. Yeah, Jimmy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you play The Last of Us game?
No.
Wow, I can't. Okay, never mind. I don't want to talk about it then.
Hey, did you see the trailer for it, though? You haven't seen the trailer
for
The Last
of
Us? I haven't played either, so we're on the same,
all right,
we're in the same
that
position
makes me
here.
Feel better.
Is Pedro Pascal the new Samuel L. Jackson? Like, he's in everything.
He's in everything.
He's so hot right now, and he's in everything.
That was his Wonder Woman wish.
He's so hot. I don't use Wonder Woman wish.
He made his wish, and it was to be in every movie ever.
I never finished that movie.
I think the wish was I don't ever want to work for Warner Brothers again.
I don't think it was as bad as everyone made it out to be. I think the first one made everyone really excited, and they were like, this can be great, and then it just didn't reach that point. But that's like not a lot of sequels end up hitting the same point as the first one, so I don't know.
Yeah, because you're trying to recreate lightning in a bottle.
I think everyone was more disappointed than they made it out to be, because it was pretty good.
Very much.
I hate it.
Yeah. But no, your point, yeah, he's Narcos, he's the Mandalorian.
Yep.
He's in The Last of Us, which is like the most...
The Nick Cage movie, that was the new Nick Cage movie, him and Nick Cage, that movie too as well.
The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Yeah. What I live with every day.
Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's your...
Lots of
that's Watch Andor. Watch Hocus Pocus 2. Watch Survivor. Watch Martin, what'd you say? I'm sorry.
Clerks 3, baby.
Oh my God. Sorry, Kevin.
And you're a Kevin Smith fan.
I know, that's embarrassing, but I'm also a stoner.
Go ahead.
With that being said, let's move into the second portion of the show, which, if all things point to, it's a debate.
At my signal, unleash hell. Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein,
give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's chest.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy? Or are you gonna bite? What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
As mentioned at the top of the show, we are coming up with our very own cryptocurrency, which I'm still certain is fucking bullshit. Like, Elon Musk made one, and it wasn't a real one, and then he had to make it because so many people were looking for it. Like, I feel it's just a big pyramid scheme of 2022 because it's limited and it's niche or whatever. But that's besides the point. The point is that we are in charge of coming up with our very own cryptocurrency and an NFT to release with it at the same time because both of these things are the same fucking things. NFT stands for non-fungible token, listener. Did any of us realize what those were?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
fuck.
My idea, it's making a thing into something original, and because it's floating in the world, you've now made it real. Like, you're putting a real classification on it. By that, you're trademarking it, or you're acknowledging that the artist made it, or that the musician wrote it, or it's something. Specifically, Martin, what did they make in Clerks 3? How do they? I know he made the first NFT with something. How do they reference it in the film?
Oh, in the film, they just it's what they use. I don't want to say what the movie's about because I don't want to spoil it for you.
Sure, sure.
But it's something that they use that gets them money.
Okay.
The NFT is what lands them money.
People buy the NFT. And the only thing that I knew about was the Bored Ape Yacht Club, which was Seth Green's thing, which you buy a Bored Ape and it gets you into the world of Bored Ape, and it's specifically yours, but it can cost X amount of money because they're so unique, right? Like, you're just making a thing.
It's all very stupid.
It is, but we're going to try to decipher it here this week for you, ladies and gentlemen. So first up, question number one with horror Bitcoin was, how does your horror Bitcoin come into play? Where does it come from? So from my understanding, it was either purchase or mine. Those are the two ways you can get one. You can find one with a bunch of computing power, or you can go buy one for its value. So the value right now, I think they're $17,000. So with me, I have decided to use the Saw series. It is such a huge get with horror fans. Some people call it torture porn, which I can agree that it definitely is.
Torture soap.
Torture soap. In other ways, it reinvented the series. It created a whole new thing of the killer being in the same room. So I thought this would be a fun one to play with because there's a lot of different things I can take. So you can either buy one off the street from me, or you can find one in the blockchain and mine the hell out of it if you want. How does it have anything to do with my movie? Here's the point. Each coin that's minted is minted with a behind-the-scenes clip from one of the kill sequences.
So like a physical coin?
When you buy the coin, right? What comes with the coin? The coin itself is just like a thing worth money in the blockchain, is my understanding.
Right.
You keep saying blockchain and moving your hands around, but I have no idea what
he just keeps making up terms.
I'm using the terms way out of sequence, I'm pretty sure. That's what I said off the rails early, ladies and gentlemen. So every time you buy a coin or mine a coin, you get an actual behind the scenes clip from the film. That's my little gift with it. What's the logo and the name? I'm calling it Kramer Coin.
People are going to think it's Seinfeld, man.
I know.
Yeah, or Kramer versus Kramer.
Meryl
Streep and what's his name? The other guy, Dustin Hoffman.
Nobody thinks of Kramer and thinks of Saw.
Okay, wait until I'm done? we're going to do coin first, every one of us, then we're going to do NFT and call this thing a fucking day because I don't like looking like an idiot. So anyways, it's Kramer Coin. And
don't worry, Mike, we're all going to look like idiots.
The reason it's called Kramer Coin is
I still have no idea what we're doing.
It's based on the lead character, John Kramer, but instead of him being on the coin, we're going to have the little bicycle rider.
Oh, I like that guy.
Billy.
Whatever his name is, on the coin. Every time a trap is set, he is somehow in the room. So that's going to be our insignia, so to speak. And instead of riding a bike, he'll be riding a dollar sign. I thought that was kind of cheeky. So that's our logo. When I realized how these things are made, you have to hack them, essentially. If they're in the blockchain and you don't want to purchase one, you got to actually like buy a bunch of computers, hack a chain, pull a coin out. So the only way that you can do that is our film itself will be updated with digitally added Easter eggs that give you clues on how to hack a coin.
Okay.
So when we release the coins, we're actually re-releasing wherever the movie's streaming. Digital Easter eggs, little clips that are added. Like, think George Lucas re-adding shit into Star Wars. That's what we're doing with
walkie-talkies into E.T.
You get it.
Special features.
Right? You get it. So you got to go back and watch the movie. If you find the image, it actually has a line of code in it. You apply that. If you find all the Easter eggs, you get to mine a coin.
It's like DLC. That's what you're proposing.
Essentially,
right?
I'm using downloadable content. You guys get it, right? Like,
he's doing loot packs. That piece of shit. I'm not buying your goddamn loot packs.
And here's the thing.
It's a free game.
Here's the thing. You're trying to find the coin, right? You're trying to mine the coin, but at the same time, you have to pay for the streaming service to be able to watch the movie again. So the streaming service is winning. I'm getting royalties on the back end. It's all a fucking trap, guys. The cost of my Bitcoin is $2,000 per coin to start. I feel that's, you know, a decent investment. That's a minimal investment into any stock. And then why should you buy my Bitcoin? Well, here's the cool thing about it. Mm-hmm. When you buy a Bitcoin, you actually will get you can mess with people in your lives. I took back to our prank episode. So as soon as you buy a Bitcoin, you can actually send a "do you want to play a game" message to someone in your life and really mess with them for a couple days.
You're just doing chain mail.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, I'm setting up an email chain is what's happening. For every Bitcoin, an email goes out to somebody.
Oh, this is going to revive chain mail.
You're a nightmare. But they'll send it anyways.
Yeah, so that's my coin. That's my cost. That's my insignia. That's all the things that I kind of want to use to market the idea. And creating.
Are we voting two things today?
Well, we're voting a whole package, essentially,
okay.
Right? But there's
let's just
two
sell it
things
all at once.
Package. You want to do it all at once? Okay.
NFT.
You want me to do
it? You sound like you did a lot of work, Mike. So I'm.
Yeah, I'm almost done. That was the most of it.
Different.
So
I'm excited to see how they're different. Let's see.
So a coin allows one to buy a coin and use it to buy whatever you want online. If you have a coin worth $2,000, and you want to buy something worth $200, all you do is use that coin to pay for it. And $200 comes out of the value of the coin. So that's what owning a Bitcoin is for. It's essentially putting your money in a currency that doesn't devalue, that can be used as the same value anywhere you go in the world. It's the same, right? Where you go to America, you lose value on the dollar. When you come here, you gain it. Think about a coin being it doesn't matter where you spend it. It's $200 no matter what.
Right.
That's why people buy Bitcoin. My understanding, if I'm wrong, get me in the voicemail. An NFT, though, is a specific thing that you can buy. Like, I believe Kevin Smith sold one of his films as an NFT, and if you bought an NFT version of it, you could do whatever you wanted with that footage. You could make it into a short film. You could chop it up.
That seems dangerous.
Well, but the thing is the person who made it is getting paid for their work.
Right.
So if you made a thing and you can have 1,000 copies of the same thing that people want, that is a non-fungible token. That's an NFT.
Like, dear God, if that happens with Back to the Future or something, I'm going to just blow my head off.
Well, the rights are in the family, so you have nothing to worry about in that regard.
Until
but if some
need money.
Yeah, exactly, right? So my NFT.
But like maybe like Chocolate Rain can be like an NFT.
You
know what I mean? Like,
you
shit
get
like
it.
That.
You know, he gets it. That's
that
exactly
would be
what
okay.
It is. And it's Chocolate Rain sold over and over again, and you can use Chocolate
some
Rain.
Some stay
and
dry while others feel the pain.
Chocolate Rain. So my NFT is a very own personalized and emblem saw trap collectible.
Wow.
Right?
Oh.
So how can it be used and what can it be used for? Feel free to make a short film with a digital copy that can be inserted into your horror.
Make a little finger bear trap.
Right, exactly. Make your own horror house out of it with actual blueprints that you could 3D print, right?
Horror house.
Horror's key.
Horror house.
So that's what you can use it for. It's basically, if you want to make a horror short and you want to include one of the famous traps, feel free to do so.
If you want to make a horror short, you cut her off at the knee.
That's a shorter horror.
Yeah.
So it's a universal and versatile thing you're getting. Is there a limited release? Yes, there is. We're only making as many as we can because when you actually get it sent to you, a piece of the trap you want, the actual prop, is sent to you as well.
Okay.
So you'll get a
little. How do you get that?
What if they run out of
it's
props?
Mailed to you. When you buy the NFT, you get the digital version of it. You get the PDFs. You get all the things that you can. You get the video file of it.
Okay.
And all the stills of it from the film. You basically get this like expanded version of a saw trap for your NFT.
So the needle ones, you just get like a chock full of needles.
Oh, and they're dirty.
You'll get a plunger, but you won't get the needle, right?
Okay.
You know, and until those run out, we'll keep making NFTs. And then once they run out, we'll have to figure out how to keep making them because we'll have taken all the parts from the props and essentially mailed them out to people, right?
Mm. I'm just saying people are going to be pissed when they don't get Seinfeld memorabilia.
Okay, I'm done. Carry on with your Kramer comment.
I want John Boyd's shirt.
All right. Jimmy, you go first. Would you buy my Bitcoin?
No, never.
Do you understand what Bitcoin is?
No, I still don't. I still don't know what I'm pitching or what I'm doing, so we'll see what happens. I don't know. Yours sounds pretty fun. Like, it's nice to get a digital copy of the movie. I hate that people are going to just have that to do whatever with in the future.
It is a dangerous slope because you are letting someone make a thing and then digitally reproduce it as many times as you want. Like, Seth Green's Bored Ape got stolen.
Yeah. I don't understand how that makes any sense. Just take another screenshot of it, asshole.
I know. That's what I don't get either. Like, what is so unique to it? So I'm just
confused about how it physically got stolen.
the original file, I would imagine, is what it was. Like, what is...
Cool.
He left his USB at the public library.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Right, like I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
Fair enough.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, I don't know what I'm pitching either, but I'm pitching something. I don't even know if it has to do with anything, but I'm just hoping it's funny.
That's... Mike, I think there's enough Saw fans that yours will sell. My positive.
It's a real thing. It's not a fake coin, right? Like, you can use it. You can it North America only for now. I don't want to crash the market. I'm new to the market. I don't want to infuse it with another coin that... Because Bitcoin is like worth 17 grand today. It could be worth 2 grand tomorrow. Like, those are the swings on it. So cheap, accessible, and something for your fucking money. Martin, do you have anything before we move on?
It sounds like you did a lot of research, which I like.
Yeah, good job.
Because I'll talk about it later. But yeah, it sounds like you put in some effort to it, which I like. So,
well, I know there's
props to you on that.
When we hashtag the fuck out of this, when we go live with it, like, there are going to be people out there that I have a feeling are listening to me. These fucking idiots don't know what they're talking about. And that's fine. We're here for your entertainment, kids. We're not here to prove a fucking point.
I'd rather be stupid and actually have money.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Instead of buy a Bitcoin and then go down south.
Like, it's nice to play pretend, isn't it?
It's so much fun. I love it. Martin, go play pretend. What's yours?
Mine? Okay. I went with the movie franchise Predator on mine. And I just want to say this before I get into my whole argument. I tried to read some this week, and I have no idea what an FNFT or Bitcoin. I don't know how it works. No idea. So I'm just pitching shit that I'm going to throw shit on a wall and see what sticks. That's all I'm doing, basically. Here's my thing with NFT and Bitcoin. I feel like super, super smart people were like, how do we trick these dumb motherfuckers into buying shit so that we can be rich?
Yep.
And then they did it. Because
we did it.
They did it because they got rich off it. Like, if you were to get Bitcoin, I just started hearing about for the last 5 years, but I've known about Bitcoin since like 2009. And that's when I was considering starting to like, should I mine Bitcoin? And I was asking people who are smarter than me if I should do it. But now you just hear people who are way dumber than me trying to promote the shit out of it. And I'm like, it really
makes it hard. It makes it hard to get into when someone who
you guys
I know
are
is
late
stupid.
To the party.
Yeah.
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 You're late to the party. I mean, it's.
I don't want to raise my hand Bitcoin, and ask questions.
Can I just say this? Bitcoin is basically like the new. Did you ever guys ever hear about USANA?
Yes.
Yeah, Bitcoin's the new USANA.
It's the new pyramid scheme.
Is, oh, it's just like, I'm going to convince this dumb person who's dumber than me to buy it because I got convinced by someone who was smarter than me to buy into this. So now I got to make my money back.
You gotta come
That's
to,
all it is.
You got to come to a meeting on Thursday night at a hotel just to get pitched what USANA was.
Like Tupperware. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I'm just like, this is fucking dumb. Like, I don't know. I mean, like, I consider my sister a smart person. I asked her, what do you think about Bitcoin and all that shit? She's like, I have no fucking idea. And I'm like, yeah, me too. So I'm not investing in that shit at all. Like,
good job, man.
Yeah.
But
so
if
I just wanted to throw that.
If you had one and it was made out of the Predator, what would it be?
Okay, so here it is. So, guys, I don't know if you know this. Predator, super hot right now.
Like, so
super
hot.
Because of Prey, right? The movie Prey was pretty awesome. Yeah. Now everyone's all, Predator's coming back. Predator's making that fucking Sylvester Stallone. I'm back. And I'm roided up, ready to go. Like, we got some new shit going on, right? So my crypto name for my currency is called Spinal Skrilla because, you know, Predator likes the spine. So
yeah,
Spinal
I like that.
Skrilla.
I like that. No one will think of Seinfeld with yours.
Yeah. I have no, like, Mike, you had a lot of stuff about, like, you know, think you explained a lot how it works. I have no idea how it works. So I'm not going to explain
that's
that.
Fine.
Explain
no, I think I covered it. Sell why we should, though.
Yeah. My NFT, the first one, it's going to be many, but the first one that I'm going to NFT is that, do you guys ever see the picture of the new Predator? It's like, I think it's a behind the scenes footage when he's just sitting on a log by himself and his head's down. He looks so sad.
He's smoking.
Yeah. Sad Predator.
Yeah. So I'm going to NFT that because people want to meme the shit out of that. It's already been memed.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
So we're going to NFT that. And then it's going to be titled If It Bleeds, He Can Feel It, which is the title of the picture when you look at it online.
Wow.
And in order to buy Predator NFTs, you have to have Spinal Skrilla. So convincing people to buy my dumb currency, give me your real dollars in order to buy into this shit.
Oh,
and then
you can get
NFTs. Not just that, but we want to bring, like, I think the Predator franchise is going to be the new Amazon. It's not going to be just a delivery service. It's going to be everything. You know, it's going to be taking over everything soon. So we're going to have a bunch of different products that we're going to release. like, for example, some medications, and
you're getting into pharmaceuticals. Okay.
The pharmaceutical. Yeah, we're going to pharmaceutical, and we're going to be, and the saying is going to be, if it itches, we can cream it. And then we're doing predator bandages. If it bleeds, we can bandage it. And predator condoms. If it breeds, we can wrap it.
Wow.
Wow.
And you know, wow. there's nothing like NFTs always have some sort of, you know, C or D list celebrity.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or someone who doesn't, not even just a celebrity, but just someone who's
like
really, really probably
Jesse the Body Ventura. Yeah,
someone who has no idea about what it is. No.
Please.
I'm former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura.
It's not going to be Jesse Ventura. It's going to be Tila Tequila, because what does she have to do with NFTs?
That is not an impression.
But nothing. She's got nothing. But she seems like the type of person who would sell it on her Instagram page. And that's what I saw during the COVID pandemic, was just people who had no idea, but were just really attracting people, trying to push people to buy NFTs and Bitcoin. I'm like,
my ape, right? Like,
so Tila Tequila is going to be our spokesperson for Predator Skrilla. Spinal Skrilla. And that's all I have to say about that, because I have no idea about how
I liked it, Martin. I don't know what any of it means, but I laughed.
Yeah, no, I laughed too. I did.
That's all I wanted to do today.
I love the spine. Spine's great. Like, as if I was to buy a token, I'd be like, that's a badass fucking.
When things rhyme, they sell.
Sorry, coin. Not.
I was worried that the word Skrilla might be too urban for you guys. So I was like, Martin's going to be a little gangster at the show today.
People love alliteration too, and you nailed it.
You did. And you're an evil bastard in the corporate world for making the only way to buy your NFT through your Bitcoin.
Exactly, man.
Make it that much harder to get, and people will want it even more.
Yeah, you gotta get on that train of what do you call it? What's that word I'm thinking of? It's not scarcity, but like, you know what I mean? Uniqueness.
Supply and demand.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something supply and demand, but there's a word where you just make it kind of inclusive, or is it exclusive?
I know what you're trying to say. You want to put a red rope in front of it, and everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Cool.
It's exclusive. That's exactly
exclusive.
What it is.
Yes, that's what it is. That's the word. Yeah. Exclusive.
Glad I could help.
Been smoking weed, so.
I dig the corporate greed, because you know what? They are, it is exactly what you said, a dumb way to make people buy into a thing. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I grew up in a world where the banks make the money.
Yeah.
Right? And I know that there's documentary after documentary out there about how that's all fucked up and a conspiracy, whatever. That's a different episode. But I don't believe in some dude who invented 2,000 of a thing. Like, to his point, there's only so many Bitcoin.
Yeah.
They're exclusive, right? So you feel that you're cool because you have one. I don't think you're cool. I mean, Dave aside, like, he did say he's made money. Like, you do make money doing it, but like, I don't think you're better than me because you have Bitcoin. I think you understand a thing that I don't understand, that you can get rich on.
You got onto a trend, and that's nice.
Yeah, totally. And if it's working for you, even better. But don't make me feel dumb that I don't understand how it is what it is. I'll buy it, though. I'm just, whatever. Jimmy, what's your point?
Kind of doing that to ourselves today, aren't we?
Yeah. This is very meta, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't worry, guys. See, the tequila will convince you.
That's true.
I enjoyed it. I like that you have a spokesperson. I don't know. I think it's... I just, like, none of this makes any sense.
No,
it doesn't. And this is in the world of make-believe. You'd think here, of all places, where all bets are off and you can create whatever the fuck you want, that it would somehow come to make sense. Still don't make sense.
Not going to make sense. All right. Mine doesn't.
I'm glad we're all on weed doing it.
So. Yeah, no. We're all, hey,
do
man.
Do it any other way.
We're doing the Tour de France. We're all doping.
That's right.
Okay, Jimmy, close this out, because this one's going to be a quick one.
I'm doing Chucky Coin.
Nice.
Or Chuck Coin, if you will.
Nice.
I feel like since
Don, are you listening?
The new season's coming out, I think, October 5th, so I thought I would hop on that bandwagon.
100%.
And people seem to like the new show, and it's getting very popular again, and people are watching the old movies, so I thought I would capitalize on that. With Chuck Coin, if you invest in it, there's different tier levels, kind of like Kickstarter. You get certain things. You'll get memorabilia from the old movies, or it's not ever going to be something that you would think, like maybe like a knife or like what have you, something that you would expect from a Chucky memorabilia. You'll instead get something that's so niche and off to the side that it makes itself that
a
much
piece of
more
the carpet
special.
From someone else.
Exactly. Something that you would, only you would know, because that's what I think people want more than anything else. They want to be able to explain the thing that they bought.
Yeah, they do. They
Does
have
that
to
make sense?
Yeah, they have to justify it.
And
yeah.
As you get higher and higher up the tier list, the top tier, you get an actual physical Chucky doll.
Is it? Does it come in an orb?
It doesn't. It comes in the original box, and it's think of it like an Alexa that can walk around with you.
Oh my god,
that sounds creepy.
Well, that's kind of what they did in the new Child's Play. So, and I like that, but think of it as it won't murder you.
I like that your tears require like another door to get into another back room.
Yeah, exactly. So the more you invest in the coin, something else cooler that you get. And there's only a certain limited amount of these dolls, right?
Much Damn like it, Jimmy, coin. You're fucking doing pay-to-play, too.
I am doing pay-to-play.
you just hassled Mike about pay-to-play.
Not only will this thing follow you around and act as an Alexa, you can drive in the carpool lane with it.
Because you have a second person in
That's
the vehicle.
Right.
Wow, we are all just duplicitous.
That's right.
Martin wants to take the dumb people's money. I want to make traps for the world to send to their friends, and you are just making the carpool lane that much more busy.
And I don't know, what do people want more than just some random crap from a movie that they can tell their friends about? That's our whole lives.
Yeah, look at this room.
That's everything we do.
Yeah, the essence of our fucking beings is when we get some cool shit from a movie.
You get some Chuck coin.
Definitely. NFT?
I don't know what that means, Michael. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes, it is.
I think you're I'm going to get there. Hang on. I'm not in a fucking loop. I think.
He's stroking out. Jimmy,
I got him.
Stroking out.
I broke him.
No, yes. I think your doll is your NFT. Because everybody will get one, and your coin is your Chuck coin.
Oh, not everybody gets one. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. The only way you get the NFT is if you invest in
the
highest level.
The NFTs are the different tiers, I would say.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So built in. I like that. It comes with a thing that is an NFT based on the investment in the coin.
You got it. Nailed it, son.
Oh, that's communication. All right. Yeah. Are you done?
What the hell was your NFT?
That would...
Like, the doll doesn't count as an NFT because that's, like,
the NFT
a doll.
Is
it's gotta
the
be
friends
digital.
You made along the way.
New friend transactions.
Think you have a new little buddy.
Okay. I think that's where we stop, Martin.
A good guy.
New friend train. Is that what NFT stands for?
New friend train. Yeah, new friend train. There it is.
Hop on board.
New fungible friend train. Oh, all right. So
I don't know what we did.
Yeah, I'm still I don't know what I gave the audience.
I don't know what we did today, but
listener,
I liked it.
Listener,
I
tell
liked
us
it.
What
it
yeah.
was entertaining.
It was. And now we need to pick a winner. So as mentioned at the top of the show, now that it's had a chance to kind of marinate, do we want to vote with integrity or do we want, because now there's three of us. There's
we can vote with integrity, but we can also play the game.
Yeah. All right, let me grab the cards.
I would love to play the game. Hello, would you like to play a game?
Is that what the little the paperclip asks now?
On no, that was from that Matthew Broderick movie where the world, like, he was playing chess with a computer. What was that movie called? Michael, what's the Matthew Broderick movie? He's playing chess with a computer.
Oh,
and
the,
it's like NORAD.
Yeah, the World War the yeah ah, fuck, I can't remember.
Could get a point.
Okay,
so hold on. How come you get
War
to
Games?
Pick the
it was
card?
Called War Games. Well, War Games.
Okay, you can pick the card.
It was
card
called
right.
War Games.
Well, War on. Games. Yeah, you're right. So here's what we're gonna do.
How is this gonna work? Because there's
three of us. So what's gonna happen is the person who gets to vote first really gets to set the tone, right? They cast the first vote. There's two people left, so I'm just thinking of how Survivor works. With the two people left, as soon as that second person,
I think the second vote is more coveted.
You
isn't
think
it?
The second vote is more coveted? Okay, so then we'll play for the second vote. All right. You want to do it that way?
Or why don't whoever wins gets to pick where they want to go.
Yeah, okay, that works.
I like
that's
that.
That's just easier, right?
That's the easiest one. Jimmy, do you want to pick? Now, the point of this is that as soon as we pick a card, we'll go 3-2-1, and the person who can't come up with something on this
and
card
then we'll
within
just go
5
in a circle.
Seconds, we'll go in a circle.
Okay.
And then the person who, the last person to fuck it up, the person, like, if I fuck it up and it's Martin's turn.
I think it's just top card. Done Take deal. That top card and...
Well, shuffle it because, you know, I don't know how Mike.
I've never
He's
looked at these
He's got him set
cards.
For himself. Yeah. That
no,
fucker.
I've never.
All of his games downstairs, all of his Scrabble letters, all the good letters are on top of the bag. All
right. So here's what we're going to get. Here's what we're going to get to do. we're going to do movies where the Earth is in danger. And how did you want to do this, Martin? You said the person who...
who wins gets to pick where they want to go.
Perfect. I love it. So if you don't get it within 5 seconds, you lose. The person before you is the one who wins. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Sound good? Movies where the Earth is in danger. Three, two...
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
2012. Martin?
Oh, what are we doing? I don't know how the moon works.
Movies.
Armageddon. I think
perfect.
I'm
okay.
Day after tomorrow.
Volcano.
Dante's Peak.
Towering Inferno.
Just a skyscraper, not the Earth.
Avengers Endgame.
Okay, sure. All right. Earth is in danger. Earth is in danger. Fuck.
I think that's it.
So, Jimmy, you get to pick where you vote.
Oh, okay. I will vote third.
All right. And I'll go first because I lost. And Martin, you'll go second.
I'll go second.
You'll go second.
Yes. There we go.
All right. So I got to pick between Spine Skrilla, Skrilla Spine, and Chuck Connors.
Spinal Skrilla.
Spinal Skrilla.
Did we have any other world-ending movies? Martin, did you have one loaded up?
I was going to say Sharknado. Was that a world-ending one?
I think it's a world-ending threat.
Yeah.
Because you're combining...
And I'm going to go Sharknado 1, Sharknado 2, Sharknado
3. All right, so I'll start this off with... Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to go with Spinal Skrilla. Okay. I believe that...
See, I thought you might, and now Martin has to vote with integrity.
I always vote with integrity. I'm not going to lie to you. It was a toss-up between you and Mike. I like the fact that Mike really put in a lot of work in this week.
He did the research.
He did the research, but I also liked how... Jimmy, you just made me laugh with the fucking stupid doll.
It follows you around, and you can't get it to stop.
And I like how you had no NFT, but you're like, the doll is the NFT. I also like how you didn't really go with the assignment on this one. Like, I
you know, one of us never does.
Yeah. Also, three of us barely understood it, so that's right. Okay.
We did not understand.
I'm going to vote with Mike this week, just because he did all the work, and I want to credit him on his work.
Thank you. Awesome. Okay. So we got Spinal Skrilla and a Kramer coin that's not Seinfeld.
Mike used a lot of big words this week.
He did.
He
very
did
many.
Use a lot of big words. I think Martin's made me laugh.
It's up to you, Jimmy.
You know, I think the Kramer coin gets me. I think I'm going to go with Martin. I don't know. Like,
fuck you.
If you just called it something else.
but Buzz coin. Saw coin. John coin.
It's John coin. See, there's just not there.
No, it's not. It doesn't roll off the tongue that well. Fair enough.
I'll go with Martin. He extends his lead.
Thank you. Yeah, no.
I don't know what the points are at right now.
I think he's...
We'll have to listen back to each episode at
the
end.
I think it's a 3-2-0 across the rest of the way. I think it's
How
Martin,
many have we done?
I don't know. I know enough for the week of. I never know enough for
I guess
the week
we haven't
before.
Done a lot of straight-up debates. It's
yeah,
been a lot of
no.
fan casts.
We did a lot of... We were doing a lot, we were doing a lot of switching up the show this year. So.
Which is fun because we're here to perform for all the lovely listeners out
That's
there.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Winning stopped being a thing a long time ago because really winning at Fake Life...
I wonder.
It's like winning a Bitcoin.
I wonder if one of those trophy shops will make a wrestling belt or have that as an option.
We should look into that.
Because I think that would be the best thing for us to have, would it not?
I agree, and I would love it if the listener we could throw.
We could just do a trophy. Also, that would probably be a lot easier.
Even
we get our name engraved on the trophy.
That's right.
Yeah. No, totally. Our own Stanley Cup.
That's right.
An Oscar, if you will.
That'd be funny.
That'd be really funny.
It would be hilarious.
But even if listener only casts, say, like 10, 20 votes, right?
Yeah.
Like, say only enough people give a shit for 10 or 20 votes. That's still 10 or 20 votes that get split up amongst people. So at the end of the year this year, kids, maybe we'll put up a who do you think the debater of the year?
Oh, debater of the year. Yeah, audience. Like, what do you call it? Like the MTV Movie Awards.
Yeah.
And we'll, fan favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll run it all of December. And I'll just post it randomly, and it'll be all of us. And
who's
then you
your
can,
favorite for
you
the
can
year?
Vote. We'll count the comments at the end, and that'll be that.
And
so.
That person will get slimed.
Exactly. Mm. And that'll be an expensive setup, but it will happen.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't think I want to talk about crypto anymore.
Ever again, actually. But it was a fun episode.
Yes, it was. No. I very much enjoyed
that
the shit out of
so
this.
Fun.
I realized as soon as we started like talking, I'm like, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be one of those, and that's good. It's one for us. One for us. So, listener, if this is your first time, go backwards, listen to a bunch of other stuff, and then but subscribe first. Like,
yep.
There's a reason you pressed play. We don't know why. We hope it's because you like us.
Do the announcement, Michael.
Do the announcement. No, I say
tell them.
It's okay. Well, all right. Fair
tell
enough.
Tell them. Well,
ladies, that's going to be 2 weeks when it comes out, so you got to do it now.
Yeah, no, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be back at Comic-Con.
Beep, 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 beep.
We have another panel,
yep.
And if you follow social media, it's going to be easier to find when we'll be there instead of waiting for an episode.
That's right.
They come out at random times.
We just don't know the date yet, but yep. We'll be there.
Saturday or Sunday, 29th or 30th, with possibly a sighting of Martin if the facilities have good enough Wi-Fi. That's
yeah.
The only issue. Because there is a way.
I better bathe that day.
Yeah. Would you, Norma Jean?
I'm Norma Jeaning it, man. I'm just getting that onion smell going.
But yeah, we will be in the panel room again, our version of Hall H from
yep.
Comic-Con in San Diego. And we are doing.
It's gonna be huge this year.
Yeah, it is. We're gonna have sound. We're gonna have sights.
No COVID restrictions. It's gonna be big.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'm licking everybody.
Yep.
You should just come home, Martin. You should just surprise us all.
Bruce Campbell,
home.
I'm gonna
if
lick that guy.
If the flight is cheap, I will consider flying in for the weekend. If
yeah.
The flight
if
is cheap.
If there's like a stupid flight fare, like
yeah.
Just hop it. You can stay here with me.
That's right.
My yeah. Parents live in Winnipeg. I could stay with them.
No. You'll stay with Mike.
You'll stay with
I will
me.
Only stay with Mike if all the debaters can have a sleepover.
Yeah, we could do it. We can figure it out. I have confidence.
How do you think we're going to watch Morbius?
Yeah. It was Little Spoon. We're gonna
friendlyhood Michael. What does he say? Just your friendly neighborhood Michael Morbius. Stupid fucking movie.
So yeah, Comic-Con. Follow us on Instagram,
yep.
Twitter, Facebook for any updates on that stuff, as well as everything else that we do. Whenever we're doing a thing, that's where it is. There is a thing coming in January that Jimmy doesn't even know about, nor does Martin, that I've been talking about. And so Comic-Con is the other thing, and we may or may not be showing.
I just went from 6 to midnight.
Yeah, no, there's another thing here that I'm just gonna keep talking until Jimmy pees his pants. We'll be doing stuff. So that's
sweet.
Where you follow. Subscribe to the show if this is
yeah.
Your
that's
second.
A big one. Leave a review if you want.
Yeah, voicemail link in our bio and
so
Facebook.
Many things to do.
So many things to do.
Leave Can I know what it is after the show?
What was that?
Can I know what it is after the show?
Oh, yeah. We'll
no.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bye, Martin, and tells me.
You son of a bitch. I'm in.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I have been I've been Kramer Coyne.
And I've been the former governor of Minnesota, Jesse the Body Ventura.
What about Bette Midler out in B.C.?
I still don't know what NFT is or crypto.
That's
yeah.
Fine. We're not buying any of it, so fuck it.
Is it to scale?
It probably. Probably. My traps are, when they get sent to you, they're to scale.
That's right.
Watch all the movies, watch all the TV, watch everything that's new and old, kids, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Say goodbye. Bye.
Blah.
Tell us now.
Ladies. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, another Real Debaters production is in the can. Thank you so much for listening. If this is your first, second, third, fifth, 20th time, thank you so much. But thank you to the first timers, the ones here who pressed play for the first time and took a gamble on us. If you like what you heard today, the easiest thing to support the show is just to subscribe. Hit the like button, the follow button, whatever's in your podcast player. Make it so that we're always there every Wednesday for you, okay? That would be huge. If you want to stay in touch with us, if you want to follow us, there's a couple ways to do that. We're on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. We're slowly migrating to YouTube by putting all of the things we've ever put on video onto that site. There's some surprises coming this year that happened a while ago, but I felt needed to be shared. Because they're part of the Debaterverse. So the YouTube page is coming. But if you want to follow us, it's at Real Debaters Pod on Twitter and Instagram. It's the Real Debaters Podcast on TikTok. All of the links, all of the one-click-away things are in the show notes that you've just listened to. So if you want to follow us there. That would be great too, because then you get to stay in the know of all the things that we do and what we're going to try to do this year and what we've done in the past, so on and so forth. Yeah, so that's how you stay in touch with us. If you want to contact us, it's therealdebaters@gmail.com. All the spelling for all these things is R-E-E-L to keep with the title of the show. So that you can send an email to us there, request an episode, want to call out one of us for being a goofball. There's places to do that as well, too. Like the Real Debaters website. You can email us, or you can go straight to the website, rate us in Podchaser, therealdebaters.ca. And if you really, really liked what you heard and you want to support the show in some fashion that requires you spending money, well, we got a couple ways for you to do that as well, too. You can buy our merch at the Prop Shop. It's a store through Threadless, and it's online, and you can order stuff. We've got tons of stuff. We've got our Mass Debater wear there. It's our signature, original, and only line. It's all of our – it's our logo on everything. So you can support us that way. Go to the merch tab in the show notes. Or if you just got a buck and you're like, hey, I want to give you a buck and donate it to your cause, there is a tab in the show notes as well, too, that says donate to the Debaterverse, I think. And if you click on that, it takes you to our donation page where you can donate like $1, $3, and $5. And you'll get something for your $1, $3, or $5. Any more than that's just ludicrous. Luda. So... yeah, that's just kind of what I wanted to tell you, that what I said at the end of the show. This is what you should listen to, because this is all about who we are. And now that we've gotten to where we are, we want to interact with you guys more. So these are the ways to do so. This is the way to stay in touch with us. Thank you to everybody again who's listened to the show. Again, you pressed play. You took a chance. That's cool. So without further ado, this is where I said I would talk more. So it's eggs on your face. No, I got nothing else for you. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week. And watch all them fucking movies. Bye-bye.